Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 11, verses 37 through 46. The Reverend James Bannock is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke chapter 11. While Jesus was speaking, a Pharisee asked him to dine with him. So he went in and reclined at table. The Pharisee was astonished to see that he did not first wash before dinner. And the Lord said to him, "Now you Pharisees, cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness, you fools. Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? But give as alms those things that are within, and behold, everything is clean for you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and every herb, and neglect justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. Woe to you, Pharisees, for you love the best seat in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, for you are like unmarked graves, and people walk over them without knowing it." One of the lawyers answered him, "Teacher, in saying these things you insult us also." And he said, "Woe to you, lawyers, also, for you load people with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We have met the enemy, and they are ours. U.S. Commander Perry sent this message to General Harrison after one of the decisive final triumphant battles between the U.S. and Britain in the War of 1812. But you might be more familiar with the cartoonist Walt Kelly's paraphrase in 1970, depicting the idea of our self-inflicted damage on the environment, who wrote, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." It is this phrase that sounds in our hearts and our minds after reading our text for today, as Jesus convicts us of self-inflicted self-righteousness and hypocrisy and leads to our damnation. We have met the enemy, and he is us. I'm not really sure what this Pharisee was thinking, inviting Jesus for dinner. In recent weeks, the Pharisees had several run-ins with Jesus. You had to guess that there was animosity between the two. When Jesus forgave the sins of the paralytic, they said, "Who can forgive sin but God alone?" And when Jesus called Matthew, the tax collector, to follow him, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? You make yourself one of them." And when Jesus' disciples plucked grain from the fields and ate it on the Sabbath, they sparred, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" Now, Jesus was not your typical dinner guest. If it were me saying the things that Jesus was saying at this table, my wife would be kicking me under the table. If the Pharisees and his friends were to characterize this meal, I think they would say, "We have met the enemy, and it is Jesus." First, Jesus didn't wash his hands before eating, and the Pharisees were appalled. The Pharisees had a law of washing their hands before eating. Why? To show how clean and spotless they were before God and one another. That they were more clean than those sinners and hypocrites. Jesus accused them for appearing clean. clean on the outside, but in their hearts and in their thoughts, Jesus said, they were fiendishly guilty, greedy, and wicked to the core. These words accuse us also, though, don't they? Wanting to look good on the outside, but inside we are wicked to the core. We have met the enemy, and he is us. And then he criticizes their offerings. They pay so much painful and prideful accounting to what they are tithing to God. Important things like mint and rue and herbs. Look how they account for tithing plants that grow wild in the fields. But they pay no attention to the justice of God for their sin. They pay no attention to God's love to forgive them and to set them free from death and hell. These words accuse us. We have met the enemy, and he is us. And in his holy audacity, at his guest dinner table, Jesus faults them for wanting chairs of recognition and greeting the people in the marketplace, all for show. They wanted the best seats because they believed they deserved them. They greeted people in the street to display their self-aggrandized pride. But there was no reason for them to be noticed, said Jesus. Jesus characterizes them as unnoticed, unmarked graves that people walk over not even knowing they are there. These words accuse us too. We have met the enemy, and he is us. Lawyers, interpreters of the law, were there from among the Pharisees, and they tell Jesus, "We are offended by your words. You have insulted us." No, Jesus is not insulting them. He is accusing them of interpreting the law in such a way that God's people must work for their salvation, which they themselves cannot do, nor anyone else. No sinful man can bear the burden of sin and live. These words accuse us, and we have met the enemy, and he is us. Today we come face to face once again with this same grim reality that Jesus spoke so harshly to the Pharisees. In sin, we have all been born with the propensity, the natural inclination not to fear, not to love God. We are spiritually blind and dead and enemies of God. In sin, we have all been born with the endless desire to sin. Yet with Pharisaic show and self-righteousness, we are like whitewashed tombs. No matter how clean we try to make ourselves look on the outside, no matter how much mint or money we tithe to God, no matter what place of honor we think we deserve before Him, no matter how offended we are by God's word, we are accused of our sin. We have met the enemy, and he is us. But wait, Jesus turns the tables. Jesus actually is saying to us in his word, I have met the enemy, and you are mine. Christianity is not about washing our hands for show to make ourselves look how holy we are, or even cleansing our own lives or our own souls. It's about Jesus as we know. Jesus who died on the cross and rose from the dead to forgive our sin and to give us eternal life. It is about this eternal salvation now poured over us in baptism, where the Holy Spirit makes us clean in the waters of baptism, washing away all of our sin every single day. And when Jesus washed Peter's feet, you might remember Peter saying, "Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my head also." And what did Jesus say? "You are completely clean." Dear friends, we are completely clean in the water and blood that pours from Jesus' side and washes over us in our baptism every day. Christianity is not about tithing our mint and money to appease God for our sin. It is about God, who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, not to condemn us, but to save us with his blood, death, and resurrection. God's justice is served on us. He offers himself in our place, and justice is served. Here, God sets us free from our sin, from eternal death, and from hell. And our tithes and offerings, well, we do give them, but not to be saved, but because we are saved in Christ Jesus. Christianity is not about getting the best seat, being the most popular amongst our peers, or self-serving arrogance. Here's the best seat in the house. It is the cross of Christ, where the bridegroom gives up his life for his beloved to give us poor, miserable sinners a seat at his banquet table in heaven. And here at this altar, or on Sunday morning when you receive the body and blood of Christ, here God gives us a most humble, honorable seat. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden from sin and death, and I will give you rest in the forgiveness of your sin, and I will give you eternal life." Christianity is not being insulted by God's word. No, the baptized child of God humbly bows before God, before his law, and prays with a penitent heart, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." You are my friends. Jesus has satisfied the law for us. Hardly could we be insulted for that. For which we give thanks and praise, and we serve and obey him. Yes, Jesus has met the enemy, and he has won. Satan, Jesus has crushed him. Death, Jesus gives us resurrection and eternal life. Sin, Jesus forgives our sins with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Or as in the last line of Martin Luther's beautiful hymn today, "But thou art our salvation." Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.